And now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we visit Tok on the Alaska Highway to find out just what folks there do during the deep freeze of winter while we delve into the mystery of how Tok got its name.
I'm John Rushniak from Tok, Alaska, owner of Log Cabin Wilderness Lodge, and currently the president of the Tok Chamber of Commerce. Well, Tok is located along the Alaska Highway on the eastern part of Alaska. As you drive up from the lower 48, Tok would be the first community you'd come to on the highway, and it's kind of a crossroads. You have a choice in Tok to go to either Anchorage or to Fairbanks. There's many rumors. I could tell you my favorite one, but that doesn't mean it's right. My favorite one is when the surveyors got to Tok, and the surveyor was giving his assistant some notes, and he says, "We're at the T, okay?" And so the assistant wrote that all down, and the T, okay, came out Tok. One of the major industries in Tok is the tourism, because it is the crossroad and the only road in and out of Alaska. Anybody that drives this direction has to come through Tok. So that makes for a good economy in the summer with tourism. Well, Tok, because it is the crossroads and many people come here, there's a large number of campgrounds, RV parking, a lot of bed and breakfast and motels. There are a number of good restaurants in Tok, tons of gift shops, since people are trying to get that last souvenir before leaving the state, or as they come to the state, they're happy to spend their American money once again. Like any place, you get used to paying what the going rate is. If you're comparing prices with Barrow, no, we're not expensive. A couple of the campgrounds do have nightly entertainment, live music, through the summer months. We've got a couple of musicians that play at the different campgrounds, and that's open to the general public whether they're at that campground or not. We're 28 miles south of Tok. We operated a wilderness lodge. Years ago, when I did live right in Tok and worked for the school district, I used to bicycle at 68 below, so I'm not afraid of getting outside when it's chilly. At our lodge, we groom about 13 miles of cross-country ski trails. This Saturday, we're having what we're calling the Super Saturday. Cross-country skiing, soup, bring a sandwich to share, sauna, sizzle by the campfire, snowshoe, socialize, and we're advertising this as free, but it's sponsored by the letter S from the Sesame Street. We'd be happy to have you come and visit our area anytime you have the time in your schedule.
That was John Rushniak in Tok.